All right, Lars Lindstrom, here we are at Detroit, East Coast opener. But first of all, Jet Lawrence, that's the kind of perfect ride that, you know, the kid needed, and it was great.
I'm not even sure I could say a perfect ride because the track didn't allow a perfect ride from anybody, really. And we had a couple moments.
He had one before the whoops.
I wasn't on the track, so I can't say we. But Jet had a couple of moments that were really scary.
Before
and I know,
the whoops?
Before the whoops was the one, endo. But he had a bigger one, I think, on the other side after the finish.
Oh, okay.
180 right, and then the rut was so deep that it was so deep that it was kicking his bike into neutral because he was in first coming out of there, and he endoed and nose picked that thing.
Yeah.
And that was really close, and then Jet or lost a couple seconds to Chase, and then the track was absolutely brutal with the amount of laps that they put on that, and the dirt was great.
Yeah,
like I know everybody said that already, but the dirt was super good traction. It was for Detroit. It was pretty different,
Normally we've seen hard and slippery here.
Yeah, big time. Like last year going across Star Strait, it was like Blue Groove,
Right.
In some spots. So that was cool. I like it was kind of like old school, Atlanta Indy, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tricky for a lot of guys. And then Hunter rode pretty well. He stayed right ahead of Barcia for a long time. Kind of moved slowly up. Got Eli.
Yeah, I mean, I think our starts tonight were really good for everyone, 250 and 450. And so I know that Hunter, even, talking to him, we got to be a little bit more intense in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because he had a good start, and, he did the same thing in the 250 class. He has a little bit of a hard time getting going immediately.
Yeah.
And the 450 class is just no joke, like the top, I can't even say the top 10.
Yeah.
There's more guys than that that'll just pounce on you. So, got to work on that intensity wise, and if he gets sat down, we'll start chipping away at it. But the way he was in the 250 class, learning every year, getting better, better, better.
Yeah.
I have a lot of belief in him that he can get there on a 450 also.
Jaime's had a bit of an off night. I understand that maybe he was battling a bit of an injury.
His knee's not perfect right now. The one that he fixed, so he's still trying to work on that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then in the heat race too, he had a great heat race.
Yeah.
Was ripping, like I was super proud of him.
Yeah.
Because he was right there ahead of Forkner, right?
Yeah. McAdoo, Forkner?
Oh, McAdoo. Sorry, McAdoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Max.
Yep.
And was belong there. He was riding really good. And then I think he just dabbed his knee in one of the corners there, or after the sand there, and kind of got jacked by those lappers and then whatever else. But then in the main, basically just graded through, got a great start again and was up front. And man, I was so proud of him. And then it just kind of fell apart a little bit for him there.
Yeah.
And then crashing in the whoops, and no, it didn't help. So,
is anything serious, or?
I think it's probably not going to keep him from racing.
Yeah.
He'll be able to race, but got to work on it a little bit. Luckily, we have a weekend off or whatever. So
three weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, last question for you. Three weeks. Yeah. I was talking to Mui today about the nine whoops, no dragon backs thing, dozer whoops, right? They're trying to keep the guys safe. I understand that. I don't know if I necessarily agree, but hey, that's fine. They said they got data and all that. What's your take on it?
I don't know. I feel like the whoops being nine long, I'm fine with that. I don't think we need 13 sets of whoops, or whoops that are 13 long, whatever. The dozer whoops, I don't know. I mean, I remember guys talking about this last year before, if they can't pack them enough to where they can stay together, that might be a problem. But it's also this dirt was so soft, I don't know if you could do anything.
When there's
that many guys that know how to blitz whoops, so they just tear the freaking track apart. So I'm not sure what you can do to keep the whoops from getting destroyed or the rest of the track, because I think that the dirt works guys kind of kill it, with track prep in between everything. So I really can't give them any hate. They're doing a great job. But the rest of it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm just wondering how to keep riders safe. They're trying, so that's cool. Let's see how it works, I guess, right?
Yeah. Oh, and the dragon back thing, too.
Yeah.
The dragon backs are, I don't, we could probably think of some other obstacles.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do the exact same ones, right?
Right.
So the dragon backs are not dangerous until they get torn up, and then they're dangerous.
Right.
So. I'm okay with them not really being there. And if they're going to be there, have something afterwards that's not going to destroy them.
Yeah.
There's that.
Okay. Cool, man. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, dude.